And welcome to the End Time Shofar, End Time Bible Prophecy Podcast. I'm your host, Gerald, the End Time Shofar. Today's podcast will be dealing with famous black celebrity, Satanists and Luciferians. So we'll be doing a two-part podcast on this. This will be part one. So let's go ahead and dive in on this subject topic. So you look at most people think only white people and heavy metal artists worship the devil. So that's kind of like the stereotypical thing when you look at people, especially in the entertainment industry. People always want to associate heavy metal music and other things and all with devil worshipers. But this type of thinking is just a stereotype. So we can't be stuck in stereotypes and pigeonhole people who are into full-blown worship of Satan or Lucifer. So we have to look at this as an expose that will really be exposing how deep that a lot of black celebrities have aligned themselves with Satan and his philosophies and have made a covenant agreement, and that's part of their success. I can remember years ago, the late comedian Paul Mooney was on the Monique show, and he was joking, but he was serious. He said that some of today's black celebrities are down with worshiping Satan or worshiping the devil. You can Google this or go on YouTube and find the video, but you see Mooney making that confession. You see Mooney throwing up the horn signs, the devil signs. But even though talking and speaking like it was a joke, it was very much a relevant, truthful statement that he was making, that a lot of these black celebrities do get down with worshiping the devil, and it's behind a lot of their success is behind that. They sold their souls. They made deals with the devil. And even months ago, Kanye West, as crazy as he is, and some of the satanic things that he has produced in times past, even talked about how people's relatives were sacrificed and other things and all to provide them success in this current world. We have to look at the difference between Satanism and Luciferianism, because there is a vast difference in either or, but one and the same entity that we'd be talking about. Because Satan can transform himself into an angel of light, but these groups do have some different views, but a lot of their views are similar. So when we look at the difference between Satanism, Luciferianism, and Satanism, there is theistic Satanism, in which there is a belief in magic that Satan is an actual deity and a worship. And then there's atheistic Satanism, which is based on individualism, self-indulgence, and is primarily a physical carnal side of man, and Satan is viewed as a symbol of man's inherent nature. Now, when the founder of the Church of Satan, Anton LaVey, was the founder, again, of the Church of Satan, but he created a deception into making people think this part of Satanism was atheistic, where it was just individualism, self-indulgence, and just living life in the carnal nature and fulfilling carnal desires. But however, in private, Anton LaVey did believe in the actual deity of Satan, and that's who he worshiped, and that was the deception. He also believed in the God of the Bible, but refused to submit and worship the true living God. So when we look at Luciferianism, it's the light that represents love, knowledge, and wisdom. The individual is saved by learning secret knowledge or occult knowledge, which in times past we talked about Gnosticism. Gnosticism Gnostics or Gnosticism, philosophy or belief or teaching believes that hidden or esoteric knowledge brings salvation. That goes back to all the way back to the Garden of Eden when the serpent approached Eve and told Eve, if you eat of the tree, you be as gods on the tree of knowledge, good and evil, and surely you won't die, which is where you get reincarnation and all. There's no judgment. There's no final judgment of the soul. So this is what Luciferianism believes. Also, Luciferianism believes that Lucifer is the god of light, which we find when you move up higher levels of Freemasonry. We find the writings of Albert Pike and Morals and Dogma. He talks about the actual god of Freemasonry is Lucifer, and that's who they worship. He's the light bearer, and that Adonai or Yahweh is dark and evil, and Lucifer is good and represents light. So that's what Luciferians believe. They believe that Lucifer is the light bearer, that he helps bring mankind knowledge. Again, part of Gnostic belief also too within Luciferianism. And Lucifer is seen as God next to, which we already stated, to God of the Bible. So with that being said, that they believe both Satanists or Satanism and Luciferianism, they believe that both man and women can evolve into being a god or a goddess. So we see that within both branches, both Satanism and Luciferianism, that's what they share. So let's go all the way back to the 50s and 60s. Famous black celebrity, Sammy Davis Jr. was very much ahead of his time. He more or less, we can say, was an evangelist for Satan. He was a member of the Church of Satan. And we see in the 1960s, the sex symbols such as Jane Mansfield was one of Sammy Davis' recruits. And she was introduced to Anton LaVey through Sammy Davis Jr. And Sammy Davis Jr. was very much confusing because he converted to Judaism, but he was he's a member of the Church of Satan. So it just kind of tells you that he was really all over the place. There's notation or noted that Sammy Davis Jr. wore a medallion with the Baphomet. In fact, Sammy Davis Jr. was very devout to the Church of Satan. In 1974, he recorded an album called Satan Swings Baby. This album also included the following songs: Witchcraft, Sympathy for the Devil, Devil in Disguise, and Anton LaVey was featured vocalist and organist on this particular album. Davis was received as an honorary warlock in the degree of the Church of Satan in the 1970s. But unfortunately, we see how Davis worshiped the devil, received all the fame and accolades, but at the end of his life, he died in his sins, and he died not only spiritually bankrupt, but he died and left his wife with no money because he was bankrupt. He left her with no kind of money at all. We look at even within the hip hop industry where there's imagery of Satanism and satanic imagery within the lyrics and within the videos and all. We have Lil Nas and some other people that we'll probably get into in part two. But we look at somebody like Lil Wayne. Lil Wayne is very much promotes satanic imagery and just other things and all. He is part of Team Satan. He has aligned himself with the God of this world. So when we look at some of his music, his videos, is heavily laced with satanic philosophies and Illuminati symbolism. And then he also promotes his clothing line in the past. UNIF has an overwhelming amount of occult and Illuminati symbolism within it. And let's just view some of his disturbing lyrics in times past. Here's one of the songs that he had. It says, "Yay, take this body to the project for sacrifice." So he's talking about in these lyrics, he talks about 666, serial killers, blood, death, and murder. And we know that Satan was a murderer from the beginning. Let's go in and look at more at his lyrics. He says, "But you duck like Howard, I make you fall like a tower." And then he uses some pretty much cuss words, which we won't even mention. And then he talks about karma, talks about sacrifice. "We could take your body in a project for a sacrifice. We can take your body to the valley for a sacrifice." And he's talking about human sacrifice. He talks about bloodbath flow. Yes, it's time for some bathing. And he just goes in, just the stuff is just really demonic and really perverted. He talks about, "I smell blood like a hound. I see dead people." He says, "Assault rifle with a drum." And he uses the N-word. He says, "Blood of my glove while I'm burying the witness." Just this stuff is just straight up demonic. We know that Jay-Z and Beyonce gets down with Team Satan. There's photos out there that you can see Jay-Z in one of his music videos. He's wearing a black hoodie, "Do What Thou Will," which is a quote from Aleister Crowley's Book of the Law, just other things that he promotes within lyrics and lifestyle, and just other things both him and his wife, Beyonce, have fully given themselves over to the devil. Even his Rockefeller hand sign is the hand sign of the all-seeing eye, or all-seeing eye of Lucifer, which is used in witchcraft and other things and all. So even within when Jay-Z had his clothing line years ago, the Rockefeller clothing line, it had Rockaware. It had a lot of depictions of Masonic and occult symbolism, just other things and all that it showed. We even look at Beyonce. Beyonce in times past has been pictured or taken pictures wearing an outfit, really promoting the Baphomet. We can see within some of her music videos and just other things and all, throwing up the 666 hand sign and throwing up the all-seeing eye of Lucifer hand sign, just other things and all that she really promotes. Even we go back to the 2013 at the Super Bowl, she flashed the all-seeing eye of Lucifer hand sign. Her performance throughout, she's throwing up 666 hand signs. Even at the Grammys, secular news publications had even published how her throwing up the 666 hand sign, they even brought attention to that. So it's just not one thing after another, but we're living in a day and time that the enemy is real, and people are literally selling their souls to the devil. Even when we look at the past Super Bowl performance with Rihanna, Rihanna's pregnant again, and her man or her baby's daddy is ASAP Rocky, which Both of them are heavily involved in the occult, are promoting the occult. A$AP Rocky has done videos in the time past that show satanic rituals and pentagrams and other things and all within his music videos and drugs and gang life and just some other things and all. And even when we look at Rihanna, Rihanna throwing up the El Diablo hand signs and just all types of occult symbolism with her album covers and her music videos and all, we just see a lot of depiction of the enemy. And then when you look at even Tyler, the Creator, Tyler, the Creator is very much perverted within his mindset. Even his album cover, Goblin, you can see that he has a upside down cross symbol on his forehead. And then his eyes are dark, like being demon possessed. And the goblin is a demonic being, just a bunch of other things. And on and also in times past, you've seen Tyler, the Creator, wear a shirt promoting a Aleister Crowley. So folks, this just isn't one thing that white entertainers are into. Overall, quite a bit of people and diversity of different ethnic groups who've given themselves over to Satan, have sold their souls and other things and all, have made blood covenants and all with the evil one to obtain the things of this world. Even though I know it looks like she's kind of like sanitized herself, being married to Russell Wilson, the football player, but Sierra, on which nobody ever talks about, years ago, Sierra had appeared on BET's 106 Park back in 2013. And ironically, she showed up and the outfit or the coat that she had on had the hermeneutic order of Dawn, which it's part of the Golden Dawn, which is the group that was founded in 1888 in England. And I believe Crowley was also part of, she was sporting this outfit and nobody knew exactly what type of jacket it was, but it just kind of shows you that she was promoting Crowley. She was promoting Satanism. And I believe both her and Russell Wilson do profess that they're Christians, but we have to live in the Spirit, within the Holy Spirit, and we have to be able to discern what's going on in this day and age, because it's becoming quite more blatant. Even when you look at hip hop music, it's becoming more blatant. Other things that are taking place, and a lot of these black celebrities are promoting Satanism, some other things and all. And people look at their success and the bling and all the glitz and glitter and all, and they get captivated by this. And they're like, hey, you know, I'd rather worship Satan if Satan's going to give me all this stuff, because there's nothing new under the sun. Like Satan, after Jesus had came out, from being baptized in the Jordan River, was driven out to the wilderness for 40 days, 40 nights. Satan approached him and was offering him stuff, but he deflected that, always using the word. And then finally it got down to it that he was like, bow down. Satan was like, bow down and worship me. And he was like, no, I'm not going to bow down and worship you. So we have to really be aware, young people, especially if you're striving and you're so ambitious to become famous and become a celebrity, some other things and all, you better count up the cost. You better be able to really be in right relationship with God, and be led by the Holy Spirit, because this is a day and age where Satan has mastered this game for eons, and he is a mass deceiver. He is an expert at deception, so he can easily deceive you into thinking that you can become successful, or you can make a deal with him, you can get out of it, some other things and all. The only way that you can probably get out from a deal, from making a deal with the devil, you have to fully repent and submit yourself to Jesus Christ to bring you out from that. But if you're not fully submitted, some other things and all, which I even see within Kanye West is dealing with some things, and some of the stuff that he said has some level of truth. But then other things you hear him supposed to be a so-called Christian cussing and just some other things and all. But I believe the brother needs a lot of prayer, and he hasn't fully surrendered his whole entire life to Christ. And then other people, carnal-minded Christian leaders who may have surrounded themselves around him are so much into like his fame and just some other things and all, are afraid to tell him the truth and pray for him. I believe the brother does need some mass deliverance. But we're definitely, you have these celebrities that do get down worshiping the devil. I know in times past, on this note, and then we're about ready to close, that you had such actors as Bill Cosby. I believe we already mentioned Sammy Davis Jr. Have played the devil or Satan in certain movies and other things and all. There's an independent movie that was made years ago with Russell Crowe and Will Smith, and Will Smith plays Satan or the devil. So this kind of tells you some other things and all. Even when you look at Will Smith and Jada Pinkett, just other things and all, it's not stated that they joined Scientology, but they believe a lot of the practices and just other stuff, philosophies of Scientology. And if you study or if you research Scientology behind L. Ron Hubbard's finding of Scientology, he was a disciple of Aleister Crowley, some other things and all. And then when you go like anything else in secret societies or some of these cults or some of these things, the higher that you go up, even in Scientology, you find out that you're really worshiping the devil. And L. Ron Hubbard's end game was that he would die and then be reincarnated as the Antichrist and bring the end and fight Jesus Christ at Armageddon and some other things and all. It's just a lot of crazy things that we have to just be aware of. Let's not make these celebrities our idols. Let's celebrate Jesus more than that we celebrate a lot of these celebrities, because we don't really know these folks. Some of these folks, I'm not saying all, but some of these folks are into some really dark, evil things. Some of them, it's a reason why they're successful and why they've accumulated so much wealth and all. It's a lot of things, spiritual dynamics behind that. And we just have to be spiritually aware that time is definitely winding down, that we're not consumed by things that can distract us, things that can be considered idols and all. And if we do like worship and idolize these people, we just need to repent. And youth groups and churches really need to start stressing the Bible and holiness and everything, and bring young people accountable, just to show that if you're so much idolized and so much into following these celebrities, whether it's on social media, whether it's on TikTok, whether it's on Instagram, whether it's on Facebook, whether you're like reading about them online all the time and downloading all their music and downloaded in spiritually, where you're listening to all these lyrics that are contrary to the word of God, is going to have a negative impact on your life. God bless. End Time Shofar, End Time Bible Prophecy Podcast, and you have a blessed day.